Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, where is Agadan and what is its legend? Margalit Matityahu is an Israeli poet who writes in Judeo-Spanish and Hebrew. Since 1986, she served as Secretary General of the Writers' Union in Israel and has participated in the International Congress of Poets all over the world since 1991. She's published numerous collections of poetry in both Hebrew and Ladino in Israel and Spain, as well as a collection of short stories. She's also translated the work of many contemporary Spanish poets into Hebrew and won numerous prizes. In 1997, the City Council of León, Spain, dedicated a monolith inscribed with verses from one of her poems to the memory of the Jews who lived in León before the expulsion. In 2003, a public square in the town of Puente Castro, León, was dedicated to her, and she was named Distinguished Guest by the Mayor of Salamanca in 2014. In 2004, Matityahu produced the first in a series of documentary films about cities in Spain that had important Jewish communities before the expulsion. Her son, Jack Matityahu, directed and photographed the films, and the first two in the series, about León and Toledo, have been shown in Spain and Israel, as well as in numerous international festivals. Margalit spoke with us about her own background and work, and also about the first film in the series, León Reencounter. Thank you so much for speaking with us today, Margalit. Could you first tell us about your own background, your family?
Yes. My father and mother came from Salonika, Greece, and I was born in Israel. But the life in the house of my father and mother was like a Spanish life, using the old Spanish language all the time. Like in old Salonika, they kept the language since the expulsion, and so it was generation after generation the same language was spoken. And when I was born in Israel, so my first language was Spanish, the old Spanish. And then when I was 4 years old, so then I started to speak Hebrew.
Let me ask you something about this, because I have heard of cases where survivors of the Holocaust went to Israel and were speaking Yiddish in the street, and there was a reaction against speaking Yiddish. Was there this same kind of reaction against speaking Judeo-Spanish?
So I can tell you about this something, because since I was 4 years, then 5, 6, start to go to school. This time was for me to understand that I have to speak outside, not in Hebrew. At home, I was in Spanish, speaking Spanish all the time. So it was like something that I knew that was saying in the streets, Hebrew, speak Hebrew. So I will say it in Hebrew. So Ivri, Daber Ivrit. So you are Hebrew, speak Hebrew. And then this was like what happened with the Yiddish, the two languages that came with the Jewish from the east of Europe and from the Balkans. So I feel like continue my life in two ways. One was inside me, and I did a lot with the Spanish language. But outside, with my friends, it was Hebrew. But now, I can tell you, that was a mistake to do it. because there are two languages so important to know what happened with all the Jewish from Europe, the east of Europe, and from this wonderful place of Salonika, of the Jewish community. It was a mistake. Now they try to repair it.
So you spoke Spanish at home, and your family name was León.
León.
Right. What kind of Spanish traditions did your family keep for 500 years that you later found were still in Spain?
The says, you know, all they used to say about wisdom, about way of life.
Sayings.
Sayings. That's what I mean. Sayings. All those, the old sayings, we keep at home of my father and mother. And foods, all kinds of foods. I can tell you something, that it was for me very exception. When we are kids, me and my brother and sister, and we start to do things, but very slowly. And my father said to us, don't be like Makeda. Don't be like Makeda. I knew that my father was very angry that we did the things very slowly. When I came to Spain and start to know about Makeda, what is the city of Makeda, and I ask Spanish friends to tell me about, and they told me that Makeda was a kingdom that was in from Extremadura to Toledo, and they said, look, this is Makeda. And I said, tell me about what happened. And they said, yes, they are very slowly manned. They start to say to the king, look, all the army will conquer you. And the king said, okay, we have time. It was okay. So how you think about something like this? That after 500 years, my father said to me when I was slowly, don't be from Makeda.
What are some of the other sayings that you had?
Yes, when the night is very dark, don't afraid, the morning will come with light.
Have you passed on the Judeo-Spanish to your own children?
Sorry, but no, because, you know, it was like times that, that's what I said before, I live with the Spanish inside of me, but it was times that the children want to learn Hebrew or English. The Spanish wasn't, they are very, very, they said, Mom, what you did, because we wanted to know this language. It was my fault, really my fault, and I'm very sorry about it. But my son is a director and photographer, and when we worked together in this documentary, León Reencounter, so he started to learn Spanish. He understood everything did the interview for the professors, and he understood.
Now, let's talk about the film. You made this film, Sefarad Ways and Life, León Reencounter. Can you tell us how this came about? Your son is a film director, and he directed it. Can you tell us where the idea came from?
I came a lot, and now also, 2-3 times a year to Spain, and live here for 1 month, 2 months sometimes. And my son lives in Paris, so I always decided to go to see him, and I told him what I'm doing, what happened here, and he said, Mom, you have to think about a documentary film to tell the people what was in Spain before the expulsion, during and after, and you know, we can tell the story of cities, because it's not like something in general. No, I think that it will be very good to tell a story of a city. So we decided to do it, the first one, Leon, because my family name from my mother was Leon. So I knew that they came from Spain, from Leon, during this expulsion and went to Thessalonica. And from my father's side also, Gaitán is also a family name from Spain. It's something, I think it's near Jerez in the south. So we started to build it. And I asked my friend, she was a very wonderful one. She was with the prime minister, Zapatero. She was about the culture work there. And she said, okay, come. And we are going to realize, and she helped us very much, and we did it.
So describe the film. Tell us a little bit about what it contains.
The city of Leon was very special in several things, like Moshe de Leon, the Zohar man.
He wrote the Zohar.
So he was born in 1422. And the cathedral of Leon was started to build in perhaps 50 years earlier, but it took a long time. So it was two things that it was very special in this city. And, you know, the Zohar was like the Kabbalah. And it's very special. We spoke about this in the film. And the Jewish quarter, Puente Castro, there lived only Jewish. In Leon was a quarter that was very famous on those times because the Jewish were very intelligent people. They did their help to the kingdom, and they have even task to do with the Christian in Leon city. Like there is a door there. They call the moneda door, the money door. They have task to take money from all the citizens and give it to the kingdom.
So basically they were the tax collectors.
It's tax collector, right. So I think in this one way. But in the other way, there were sometimes Jewish that came to advise to the king. It was really a very special community there, and came times that start to be problems between the Christian and the Jewish. And then from the quarter, it was really up of the city, upper. They came down to 7th streets that they start to live there. So another time problems came, and so I told in the film, the music developed, the instruments, they built everything that was touching the life of the city and the culture, a lot of way of life, you know.
Who participated in the film? Because there were a lot of people who you interviewed.
Yeah, right. Professors. I choose for this documentary, I choose only Spanish. I wanted that the Spanish professors will explain what happened there. One was the Margarita Torres, a professor of medieval history, and she told a lot of things about before, when started the problems, and during and after. And she explained a lot of things. And then was one of he spoke about the Kabbalah, also a professor. And one was a doctor, a medicine doctor. He lived now in this quarter of Puente Castro, and he knows a lot of legends. And he spoke about it also. And I think, you know, a lot of things of the way of life in those times.
Was it hard to find these people to participate?
I was in touch with the mayor, and he really was a friend, a very close friend, and he leads me to choose. And I was I did investigations before a lot, and I knew what I wanted to that they will spoke in the documental film. So he helped me, and then even the priest that I interviewed, he spoke about the life with the Jewish, and it was like saying that he was the priest of the Jewish in a way of, you know.
Did you have any special problems making the film?
No, it was a lot of work, but no problems. When my son wanted to film from high place, I asked for the fireman to give us this kind of that he was like that he was up, so in a way that he could take photos from higher place, and he has all the panorama from up, and the lions that are in the bridge from all, he wanted to take them from upper point of view.
So you had complete cooperation from the authorities?
Yes, complete. They closed, even they closed for two or three hours the streets, and all the policemen came and closed, and people ask what happened, why they closed the streets, and everyone said yes, they are film a Jewish documental.
You mentioned the musicians and the instruments, and they actually played traditional music of that time, didn't they?
Yes, traditional music and old instruments. They built, there was a young boy that he was a specialist to build an old instruments to know what there was in the 15th century, 16th century, what kind of instruments they use in those times.
And aside from yourself, and you are a poet, you had other poets on the documentary as well.
Yes, two poets. One, I have to mention their names. One is Antonio Gamoneda, a very well-known and a very, very special one, Antonio Gamoneda. And the second is Antonio Colinas. Two of them are from León, but now Antonio Colinas lived in Salamanca, and two of them are very close friend of me, and they are very special poets, in my opinion, and not only mine. You know, both of them have prizes from the kingdom, from the King of Spain.
Is there anything while you were making this documentary that you found especially moving that really got to you?
Yes, I feel like something is pushing me to do things that I feel really in deep of my soul, because I feel like that I belong in my sources from Spain, even though that, you know, I live in Israel and I write in Hebrew and I am a poet known in Israel and work, but something inside of me is Spanish, and I wanted to show it and to express it.
Something that I found surprising and very, very interesting about the film was Agadan. Can you tell us about Agadan?
Agadan is really something special, because when they in León published me a book, was the editor took me to Ponferrada, a city in the area of León. And there was there an historian And he said, Margalit, I have to take you in some very special place. It was before I started to read, and I had 1 hour before I came. So he took me. We drove and drove, and we came to a valley, and around of us, very high mountains, Aquilados. So he said, look, you see this place? And I saw a river floating there, and he said, look, this was the place where the people that were expelled from León, they took the way to go to Portugal. And then they lost in the middle of the mountains, and they didn't know how to continue the way. And they saw the river, and they saw this place, a lot of trees and wonderful place, very magic place, like I felt it. And they settled down there, and they have a lot, 6 or 7 houses now ruined because I saw them. And he said, look, this is Agadan. This is what the legend say, that all the people that lost the way, they live there, and they never went to Portugal. And all the small villages around, not so, they are a little bit far, but they start to know that some people live there, and they know how to heal people. That those people has herbs that they can heal disease and start to come there. This is the legend they know about the group of Jewish that were expelled from León to Portugal, and they live there until they vanish. No one knows what happened to them. So this is the Agadan. Agadan is the roots of the Hebrew word Agadah, is a legend. So they say Agadan. And this story knows, the Spanish people knows about this. And this came for 500 years to everyone. So when we filmed there, I said to my son, we have to do something about it. I saw a couple, men and women, they are passed through from this way. And I approached and I said, do you know the name of this place? Sure we know, it's Agadan. Then I knew the people knows about it.
Wow, that's a great story. You've already made a second film about Toledo, and I was wondering, is this going to be a whole series? Are you planning a series?
I wish so much, because I prepared in León Reencounter and Toledo the Hidden Secret. I have the two. But I have prepared for Zaragoza and for Cuenca, and I'm waiting to know if they can help me and with money.
And tell us about the prizes and festivals that this film has received and participated in.
These two films were present in 6 international festivals of movies, and they had a lot of success. And in Washington, New York, twice present there, in Philadelphia, and in universities, and I don't know, 6 international festivals. They wrote about it. I have it at home. They sent it to me. And in Toronto, in London, and in 12 universities. Those documentary films are in 12 universities because they show those documentary cases to study about the Spanish Jewish.
Is the film available? I mean, if someone's interested in seeing the film, can it be found anywhere, especially in English?
Yes, I have with English translation also. Yes, I have it at home. Not many, but I have some. If someone really wants it, I can send it to the people that they want.
Okay, so we will include a link or a way for them to for people to contact you if they're interested either in seeing the film or maybe in helping fund the rest of the project.
Okay, yes, this will be nice.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much to you.
Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you. So please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is EnglishCorner@RadioSefarad.com. See you next week.